Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Memches, chapter 48. The last chapter was about the destruction and extinction of the Babylonian kingdom. At the time that these prophecies were first delivered, the Babylonians had not even risen to their heights as the world conquerors that would eventually destroy the first temple. When they do destroy the temple, they take the Jews into exile, and that is a time period addressed in this chapter. The temple was destroyed in order to shock the Jews into returning to God. Unfortunately, when they are in exile under the dominion of the Babylonians, they do not live up to their potential, and they are rebuked by the Navi in this chapter for their low spiritual status. If you remember from previous chapters, the Jewish people have many different names that are attributed to them based on their spiritual level at the time. Yaakov is a lower name for us, while Yisrael is a more elevated one. The Nevi begins this prophecy addressing us, Shimuzos Beis Yaakov HaNikra'im B'Shem Yisrael. Listen to this house of Jacob, who bear the name Israel, Umimei Yehuda Yatsu, and have issued from the waters of Judah. In reality, the Nevi says, we are a house of Jacob. We are merely wearing the name Israel. We may be presenting ourselves that way on the outside, but on the inside we are not at our best. HaNishpa'im B'Shem Hashem U'V'Elokei Yisrael Yazkiru. Lova emes velovitztaka, they who swear by the name of Hashem and remind of the God of Israel, though not in truth nor in righteousness. The people are speaking in Hashem's name, but they are not loyal and true to the name that they use. They are saying Baruch Hashem and Be'ezras Hashem all day. They are speaking from, but it is not genuine. Ki me'ir hakodesh nikra'u v'al Elokei Yisrael nismachu Hashem tzvakos shemo. They are called after the holy city, and they lean on the God of Israel. They use his name and are even supported by it. They benefit from using Hashem's name because they are saved so that his name not be desecrated. But that reliance is not real. Rashi explains that this refers specifically to the salvation that occurred before the exile to Babylon of the kingdom of Judah from Sancheirib, the king of Assyria, who exiled the 10 northern tribes of Israel. The Assyrians suffered a completely miraculous defeat outside the city of Jerusalem. The kingdom of Judah may have thought to themselves, we are righteous. Look at the miracle that Hashem performed for us. And the Nevi tells them, no, you were saved from that exile, not because you deserved it, but because Jerusalem was the city of God, and the miracle was done as a sanctification of God's name. This miracle of Sancheirib, as we have seen before, was foretold. Here, the Nevi gives us a very disappointing reason as to why. Midati ki kashata, because I know how stubborn you are. Va'agid lecha me'az b'terem tavo hishmaticha. Therefore, I told you long beforehand. I announced to you the things that would happen. Pentomar atzpiasam ufisli v'niski tzivam. In order that you not say, my idol caused this salvation. My carved and shaped images commanded that this would happen. Hashem tells us that the predictions of the great miracle were necessary in order to avoid our attributing it to idols. If the prophets told us that this is what would happen, how could we possibly deny that it was from Hashem? This point is an opportunity for a little perspective on the prediction aspect of prophecy. Sometimes we foolishly think of prophecy about the future as a cool trick that prophets can do. But that is, of course, ridiculous. A Jewish prophet is not a fortune teller that can predict what he wants. Each prophecy, even those that predict the future, are there for an educational purpose. When Hashem chooses to reveal the future through a prophet, there has to be a reason. In this case, it was in order to allow us to see him in the great miracles that he was to bring. This would seem to be foolproof, but alas, gam lo shamata, gam lo yadata, gam me'az, lo pitcha aznecha. Even with the prediction, you did not listen, you did not want to know. Also then, you did not open your ears. And unfortunately, this was not the first time. Ki adati bagod tivgod, uposhea mibetem koralach. I already knew that you deal treacherously, and from the womb you were called a rebel. Our inception as a nation, from the womb, so to speak, we were already treacherous. Soon after Sinai, we did not keep the commandments perfectly, even though the revelation there was so incredibly clear. We see from the Torah itself that Hashem knew that we would rebel. But Hashem says, I still kept you, even though I knew how stubborn you could be. This is really a consolation within a rebuke. We are being criticized for our character and our sins. At the same time, Hashem is telling us that he knows that and he kept us anyway. We are still a good investment despite our flawed character. This is a sure indication that he will never give up on us. And what else keeps us from destruction despite our sins? Leman shmi a'arichapi usihilasi echetam lach. For the sake of my name, I control my wrath. For my own glory, I am patient with you. Levilti hachrisecha. And I will not destroy you. As we have seen before, we are Hashem's nation, so our destruction would be a desecration of his name. This is not only in the prevention of the negative, but also in the positive. His very mercy upon us is reason for his praise. So he forgives us, even though we are not deserving. If this is true, how will Hashem deal with us in the Babylonian exile when we are not responding as we should have to the punishment of exile itself? Hine tzrafticha v'lo v'chesef, v'charticha b'kur oni. See, I refine you, but not as silver. I test you in the furnace of affliction. There is a way to purify that is like the way we purify silver. That is, to subject something to such intense heat that there are no impurities left. Hashem tells us, if I did that, there would be so few of you left that there would no longer be a nation. Instead, I am forced to subject you to a longer ordeal that is still negative, but that gives time for us to repent and grow through our affliction. Lema'ani lema'ani e'ese ki ein yechal uchvodi la'achar lo etein. For my sake, for my own sake do I act, because how could I profane my name? I will not give my glory to another. As we saw before, I cannot profane my name by destroying you. Our destinies are tied together, and therefore I will never give my glory to another nation. Lest we think that this attachment, quote-unquote, to us is a weakness, chas v'shalom, in Hashem, he elaborates, Ani hu, ani rishon, af ani acharon. I am he, I am the first, and I am last as well. Af yadi yasta eretz. My own hand founded the earth, v'mini tipcha shamayim. My right hand spread out the skies. Korea ni alehem yamdu yachdad. And I call to them together, to stand together. Hashem tells us, I am not just the first and last thing in the world. I am independent of it, as I created it all. The fact that his destiny, so to speak, is tied in with Bnei Yisrael's does not chas v'shalom mean that he is dependent upon us. He is completely independent in that he is before, after, and he created it himself. Until this point, the Navi told us that even when we don't listen to Hashem, he will maintain us and put us in the situations that we need to purify ourselves. Now we will hear the positive implications of this relationship. If we do listen to Hashem, we will reap untold wonders. Kirvo elai shimuzos, lo meirosh baseser dibarti. Draw near to me and hear this. The Navi calls to us, come close to me so I can tell you all the good stuff. Ani Hashem Elokecha, melamedcha lohu yel madrichacha b'derech telech. I am Hashem who teaches you for your benefit, lohu yel, who guides you in the best way to go. Luhi kshavta l'mitzvosai, if only you would heed my commandments, vayihi kanahar shlomecha, then your prosperity would be like a river, v'tzidkascha k'galei hayam, and your triumph like the waves of the sea. The Navi compares our reward to two different movements of water. The cadence of your life will be peaceful like a river, but the blessings and rewards will be powerful, like surging waves. Tzu'umi Bavel, birchu mikazdim b'kol rina. Go forth from Babylon, flee from Chaldea. Declare this with loud shouting. Hagidu hashmiuzos, hotziu ad k'te ha'aretz. Tell and make heard, bring the news to the ends of the earth. Imru ga'al Hashem avdo Yaakov. Say, Hashem has redeemed his servant Jacob. The Navi is telling the Jewish people to proclaim their redemption, even though it has not happened yet. But you can go ahead and proclaim it, and you can proclaim it out loud, because we are so sure that it will happen. And even more than that, you can make it happen, if only you heed my commandments. And that condition is why this great proclamation ends with a caveat, which is the last verse of the chapter. Ein shalom amar Hashem l'resha'im. There is no safety, there is no peace, says Hashem, for the wicked. Hashem is patient with us, and he gives us so many opportunities to repent. But those who do not serve him nor return to him will have no peace, not in this world nor in the next. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.